Remember all the footage that has been published of the cleanup where there are no holes in anything? Which is interesting, wasn't it? No holes, no broken windows, no holes in the tents. Nothing looks shot up. So miraculously, and what was it? South Carolina, I think, is one of the – what was the story? The South Carolina's capital is first to ban the bump stock use, even though, as Tucker Carlson pointed out on his segment, whenever the heck that was, recently. Yeah, we should play that. Actually, it's embedded in that same video. That you can't do that. You can't fire a bump stock on a bipod. That's just really kind of technically impossible. What do you think happens to the bipod legs? It's, but you know what? Don't worry about thinking. Unbelievable. But I digress. So, you know, how long is that piece? Let's see. Nah, 7 minutes. That's too long. Same thing. We should. So I'm going to throw this link in the chat area. This posted yesterday too. We just played the clip of, you know, Shannon Bream was talking. Obviously, Trace Gallagher, she mentioned, continues the investigation. Nothing going on. Nothing. You didn't hear anything. No news, basically. But on this Fox News post, there are two additional videos, three videos in total. There is the video at the top titled FBI to release report on Las Vegas massacre by October 1st, 2018. Yay! You know, in this Dr. Seuss world that we find ourselves in, you know, there will be 15 more events like this by then. We'll probably have, you know, who knows how many more largest in modern history events we'll have between now and then. I'm not wishing bad, but people are not paying attention. So anyway, so there's that video. Then there's the second video, which is kind of a throwaway video that has the face of Stephen Paddock and the windows at Mandalay Bay shot out. But then the final video is the video of Tucker Carlson in Las Vegas when he was there in November. And it's one of the two good segments. Actually, the second video is from his on scene appearance in Las Vegas. But that 7-minute 53-second video, the third video, is the one, you know, if you're interested, the one that I would maybe point to. And I don't know, for folks who wonder, you know, why do you point to this stuff, it's hopefully to, you know, in an effort to inform folks. And, you know, they have in this article too, Paddock's brain was sent to Stanford University in California to study after a visual inspection inspection found no abnormalities. So his brain had no abnormalities. You mean the pieces that were intact after he put a gun in his mouth, allegedly? No abnormalities in his brain. Wish I remember the name of the guy who said, you know, it would be great if the FBI would interview me. They didn't even ask me my name. I was there. They didn't ask. It's kind of weird. And so last but not least in this story, maybe a couple of things. So the Las Vegas Review-Journal article, and that's kind of occluded, not easy to find, but it includes a list of fast facts, basically. FBI investigation by the numbers. 400 specialists brought in, 1,500 leads followed locally, 500 worldwide. 400 people interviewed about the gunmen. 40 terabytes of data collected, but obviously not from the hard drive that was missing from the laptop on scene. I'll talk more about that in a second. 22,000 hours of video collected, 250,000 images collected, 14 days to comb through the 15-acre festival site, 13 to collect evidence inside Mandalay Bay, 12 federal search warrants filed, 500 grand jury subpoenas issued. For what? You know, the one suspect, Aaron Rouse, according to Aaron Rouse, one guy, no helpers, even though you know, what's his name says he probably had help. He was a super yahoo, remember? Joe my brain's not going fast enough. It's the congestion, I think. Anyway, so by the numbers, it's interesting. 22,000 hours of video collected, 250,000 images collected, and yet not a single image or video clip of Stephen Paddock in Las Vegas, let alone on site. Now we're watching the 25th get scrubbed back to the 28th. Regardless, he was there for several days. So he never – what was he, a phantom? Did he levitate to the room? 22,000 hours of video collected, 250,000 images. And we just saw recently the heist at Bellagio. And within 2 days, there was the kind of video footage that Chris Swecker talked about we should see. Former assistant FBI director Chris Swecker said, man, it should be this. We'll see thousands of hours of video. Just will be immersed in images and video footage. And yet, not a single one. Not a single one. The only suspect is deceased, according to Aaron Rouse, special agent in charge. So what the heck's going on? That's not funny at all. Don't worry about it. Nothing to see here. So that's weird. And you'll recall that the coroner's office, I haven't done the research on Rain Man Fudenberg yet, but you'll recall that at one point the coroner's office had it was guarded by LVMPD on either side, front and back. Why? And that was at the same moment that Paddock's home was the Mesquite home, I believe, was broken into. Front door was locked, unlocked, I believe, and no one was there, so it wasn't really a break-in as much as a walk-in. But the coroner's office was guarded by at least 4 LVMPD officers, because that's important. Someone might want to steal a cadaver with gunshot wounds. Does this sound absurd to you? Probably because it is. But I digress. So there are a number of stories about Apple. We need to get back to sort of a happy moment and play the video that we have in a second here. But there are a number of stories, the latest round of Apple nonsense, a couple of thoughts on that. Let's see. We have New York Post. Apple admits it's slowing down your old iPhone. Fox News, Apple, well, let's see, first there was your old iPhone really is getting slower. And then Fox News published Apple being sued over slowing down older iPhones. And then, you know, this has been sort of an urban legend that circulated for quite a while now. And then finally on Wednesday, Apple admitted it, but it's for your benefit. And in the, you know, whatever that game is that Tucker plays on Thursdays last night, they talked about this a little bit and hinted at, yeah, Tucker even said that, you know, yeah, it's for your benefit. Sure it is. So we come to Gizmodo's article earlier today titled, of course, Apple is getting sued over the old iPhone throttling fiasco. And going back to the Fox News installment. I thought it was humorous. Apple, the way that Fox wrote it, Apple has admitted that it intentionally slows down your older iPhone models to help preserve battery life in older phones. But now the company is being sued for its admission. No, it's being sued for basically pushing people to buy a new product, you know, planned obsolescence, that kind of thing, engineering the endless prosumer cycle. Stefan Bogdanovich, an LA man and iPhone 8 user, filed lawsuit. I don't understand why it doesn't say former iPhone 8 user. This should be enough to drive people away from products and entire brands. Back in the old days, this was enough to say, pardon the indiscretion, but you know what? You and the brand you rode in on. Back in the old days. But this ties into a bigger issue, doesn't it? That people are not recognizing. I mention all the time on this broadcast, well, with frequent regularity, I would say, Jefferson's statement about corporations back before the Googles and the GEs and the, you know, these multinational corporations, which gets back to what Lieutenant Eric Schein kept saying about Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles, and this, you know, super fascist, supranational architecture. This is what we're seeing. Corporations have hijacked the world. The dead have enslaved the living, is really kind of the punchline of the story. Jefferson said the earth belongs in usufruct to the living. He was asked, what do we do about corporations? How long do they go in perpetuity? And Jefferson said that it's a simple answer. The earth belongs in usufruct to the living. Corporations are dead. But you know what? When you're part of Ivy League piracy, then corporations are your best friend, your best vehicle, your best mechanism to conquering the world, aren't they? So this is what's happening. Now, the tax cuts are a very controversial issue. And first of all we need to say, in my opinion, is so a little less theft is okay. Well, gosh, when you put it like that, doesn't sound so great. No, that's because it's not so great. Anyway, it's not so much about theft as it is control. But again, I digress. So the bigger issue here is that corporations have hijacked and stolen the world, enslaved the living. The dead have enslaved the living in a very literal sense, frankly. And so when you look at the tax cuts through that lens, what I said previously notwithstanding, when you look at the tax cuts through that lens, then you start to understand how all of this comes together. We've heard about technology. Technology is stealing jobs, right? Speaking of Apple and Fox Business, there's a Fox Business headline 2 days ago, Rise of the Robots. There won't be enough work to go around, former Apple CEO John Sculley says. What do corporations do? Do they protect the worker? Everybody's all giddy about, some people anyway, are giddy about the fact that some corporations are sprinkling some crumbs on some of the workers. Look, some of the workers get crumbs. You want to know what a real bonus is? I've talked, speaking of happy stories, I haven't seen lately, I think it was about 10 years ago, something around 10 years ago, when Kingston Technologies did really well, the memory company, and they were, you know, every year they would give a end of year bonus. And 1 year they gave bonuses, I think it was either a flat or an average of a $74,000 bonus, all the way down to the janitors. That's a bonus. So sprinkling crumbs on the plebs is not – I wouldn't consider it a bonus. Hopefully that doesn't offend anyone too much, but hopefully, if anything, it just goads some folks to go, what does he mean? So corporations have hijacked the world. They've been used to hijack and steal the world. Look at what just happened in Memphis. I can't wait to play that clip. It's ridiculous. So corporations are being used to steal the world. And when you realize that the tax cuts will be used to benefit these corporations, just like the FCC's most recent ruling, it's just elephants fighting and the grass suffers. That's all. Net neutrality or not, the grass suffers. Okay? It's that simple. Corporations benefit corporations. The people that work in corporations are literally considered human resources. Human resources. Go back to Mario Savio's speech on the steps of Sproul Hall. What do corporations do? They profit. Chuck Missler talked a couple of decades ago about how things were changing. And then after the Enron debacle scandal, he started saying things are different now. In the corporate world, there used to be some sort of loyalty. You know, even among thieves, there were things that people wouldn't do. Now, you know, sociopaths are the corporate darlings. I've talked about how since about 2012, the stories have shifted from, are sociopaths good in corporate culture? You know, all those people we used to put away in prison for being serial killers and stuff because they had no conscience. Maybe we should let them run corporations. That might be a good idea. And now that's transitioned to, it's a great idea. These people, they rise right to the top of the corporate world. Of course they do. They're not encumbered by moral dilemmas or ethics. So who will the tax cuts benefit? Not the people working at the corporations. Not the human resources, I assure you. I mean, you know, back to a W-ism. Fool me once, shame on, you can't get, well, you know, whatever. It's just ridiculous. I know I keep saying that, but that we are plagued by these kinds of, I mean, let's just, again, don't listen to its mouth, watch its feet. And what do corporations do? The earth belongs in usufruct to the living. Remember the year of Jubilee? That's kind of the operative concept. The earth belongs in usufruct to the living. So every 50 years or so, corporations must die. They're not living anyway. They're dead. Anyway, hopefully that makes some sense. So what was the other story? Apple's being sued over slowing your phones down. Oh, they admit. But it's for your benefit. Of course it is. So that you can buy a faster phone and, you know. Unbelievable. I want to get to the Richard Boykin story. That was broken here on RBN before a certain performance artist covered it 3 days later. RBN, there are stories in the newsfeed. You can find two stories on that. Richard Boykin is not just some bumpkin that fell off the wagon. He's a somebody. So I wanted to kind of focus on that aspect that nobody's talking about. And the story on that was, you know, the Fox News story, Chicago PD says Facebook was no help in takedown of online gun and drug ring, which is a ridiculous story all the way around. They seized nearly 20 firearms and nearly $50,000 in drugs. There was more than that in Stephen Paddock's Mandalay Bay hotel room. What a joke. But again, I digress. Stick around. We'll be right back.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Let me ask you something. How important is it for you to feel connected? No, not to your friends and family. I mean to people you don't really know or like across the internet. If the answer is very, perhaps I can interest you in this pocket box. Introducing the I. Horton BS... What number are we on? 8. It's functionally the same as the BS-7, but I gave it some barely noticeable upgrades and put a different metal case on it, so now it costs $850. Rose gold. We made that one up.
But I got my I. Horton BS-7 just a couple months ago, and it's working fine.
Oh, geez. 1 second. Just sent out an update.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, it's bad now.
Glad to hear it. See, I can use anti-piracy laws to force updates on you that make your pocket box objectively worse. Oh, and if you want to sell it or give it to a family member, I can also lock your pocket box so it has no second life value, even though it's yours. And I will. I guarantee it.
Wait, this doesn't make any sense. It says my memory is already full, but I basically just got it.
That's because PocketBox comes with a handful of stock apps you'll never use and which are impossible to delete.
What?
Oh, and if you don't update them regularly, they can cause the whole thing to freeze up. That's called built-in obsolescence, and it comes with every box free of charge. That's my promise to you. Now, before I forget, I legally need to say that your pocket box may not be safe to keep in your pocket. Something about waves or exploding batteries. I don't have to be more specific than that, thanks to the neat little phrase caveat emptor or buyer beware. It basically says we don't have to tell the truth because you should assume pocket box companies are going to lie a little right out of the gates. Anyway, the BS8 is twice as fast, weighs negative pounds, and can repair your relationship with your father. Kind of trust me. Yes, sir, you may be thinking to yourself, where are these little gifts from the heavens created? Heaven? Close. Warehouses. We find it's actually easier and cheaper to have workers make them for pennies, and we put nets around the factory so they can't kill themselves in the middle of their shift. So you see, heaven has nothing to do with it. Enjoying your new iHorton, son?
Yeah. I mean, it's got a bunch of obvious design flaws, and my bill just went up for some reason, but I don't know. How do I look?
Grand. And that's exactly why you need one. I'm not really selling you progress. I'm selling you the feeling of owning something new and cool. And can you really put a price on that?
Well, I paid an installment, so it's actually more.
I can't. That price is $850, which is a lot, I agree. But if I charge you less, you don't seem to want to buy it. You seem to prefer things that are overpriced, and it's frankly weird. The iHorton BS8. Oops, sorry. BS8S now. It also takes phone calls, but you won't answer them. Okay, I've been Roger.
Nice. Exactly. So, you know, nothing to see here. Again, Cracked published that video October 9th. So, basically 2 months before iPhone or before Apple admitted to doing at least part of, you know, what you heard in that satire of Apple's phones in particular. And they all are horrible. You know, let me give you one example as we go out in this segment. I have talked many times about how none of this technology, none of this nonsense is for your benefit or my benefit. None of it. None of it. Not any of it. Zero. You know, it's all about the other things that we talk about. And the evidence is overwhelming, so to speak. I'll give you two examples, kind of similar, but I ride motorcycles. So, you know, occasionally I need parts and stuff, you know, to service motorcycles. So when it seems all of the motorcycle stores these days want your information just to talk to you on the phone, even name, social, you know, shoe size, date of birth, last of kin. And I mean, really, it's becoming ridiculous. They really want a lot of information just to talk to you in many cases, certainly to buy a product from them, even if you're paying with FRNs. Why is that? Oh, it's for your benefit, sir. Okay, well then why every time I call or show up, don't you ask me first, are you, you know, have you purchased anything from us before? Have you had bike service by us or whatever? Oh, cool. Here's your history. Are you calling about this bike or whatever? You know, I need oil. I need this. I need that. Are you calling about this bike or that bike? Why, yes, I am. Great. All right. Well, it looks like, you know, I mean, there's an element of that that could be helpful. But that never happens. We tried to do that back in the 90s when technology was first starting to go that way with things like ACT and Goldmine and different stuff, you know, contact management systems. We were kind of trying to do that, managing contacts and saying, you know, let us incorporate technology so that we don't have to remember everything. But in the end, you always find it's a poor substitute. Technology is a poor substitute for the memory of a person. Every time you go somewhere, one of these old shops, you know, with the old guard, you show up, you haven't been there in 2 or 3 years, and the guy says, hey, how's it going? And he knows about you and knows what you're writing, the last 10 things you wrote. Technology is a poor substitute for that, isn't it? It feels like we're lowering our standards, as Jaron Lanier would say. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Unbelievable what the zero marginal cost society will bring to us. Hey, by the way, is it me or is it kind of ironic that in Verizon's Human Ability project, which is awful and ridiculous, they're promoting 5G as a health benefit, helping doctors. You know, 5G will help doctors treat patients, even though 5G is harmful to the human body. I mean, it's just insane. And people just, we keep just going along with all this nonsense. Corporations that are preying on and taking advantage of people and their simple faith and lack of education, as Nesta Webster put it. I think, you know, there is no better operative quote than the way she put it. It is difficult to write of these things calmly or speak of these things calmly too. For to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whether they're being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch. That's exactly what's happening constantly. And that was 100 years ago. I'm glad things like that don't happen anymore because, oops, human nature. You know, but don't worry, technology will eradicate this problem, right? It's sin, stupid. You know, you don't need a chip. And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, you know, the corporations thing seems to be something that people miss. Corporations benefit corporations, and whoever's pulling the strings is benefiting from the corporations. It's not the workers. It's not the human resources. In the same sense, all of the, you know, speaking of that, I think one of the best illustrations of that really, and this is another sort of confluence subject. Wall Street Journal published the video, "Do Sexual Harassment Training Videos Work?" And it's proving my point. Corporations don't protect people. They protect corporations. They protect investors and shareholders and so on and so on, not the human resources. So here's a short video I want to play for you, and then we'll talk more about this in a second. Let's see. Oh, that's not supposed to have a timestamp on it. Can we play that in, from the beginning? Please, whenever that's ready.
The sexual harassment training video.
I closed it.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
No, it's amazing. Must have been a cunning stunt you pulled, or was it a stunning?
What?
You're disgusting.
If you work in corporate America, you've probably been subjected to one of these.
We'll have fun together, huh?
But do sexual harassment training videos actually prevent sexual harassment? Well, apparently not. In fact, many were made with a different goal. Elizabeth Tippett has been studying this since 2013. She says the earliest videos did a better job at aiming to prevent harassment.
The earliest trainings presented harassment within the larger context of women suffering discrimination in the workplace and being subordinated in the workplace. And so you would see them sort of explaining the impact that harassment had on victims.
This excerpt is from a 1981 training video.
Passed civil service tests and everything, and I come in with my little suit on and I'm sitting down, and here this bozo, you know, puts his hands on me from nowhere.
That video focused on how harassment impacted an employee. But over time, the focus of training began to shift away from the victim and toward examples of the law, pointing out precisely what not to do to avoid breaking the rules.
Sexual references or gestures.
And they all started looking the same.
Employers want to purchase a recognizable genre so that if they ever get in trouble for harassment, they could say, look, we did this thing that everybody can recognize as a harassment training, regardless of whether or not it's effective.
Tippett says the aim was to cover a company's liability rather than prevent harassment in the first place. The result was videos that were overly complicated and boring.
What department do you think?
The body department.
Some people around here need to grow up.
They're presenting this sort of low-level conduct that, as a legal matter, would not be harassment unless it was just happening all the time, inescapable. And so they send this message of, well, everything is prohibited.
The ironic part is that presenting social activity as a potential minefield could lead to women being excluded more, according to Tippett.
If you portray interactions between men and women as fraught with peril without explaining the importance of inclusion and providing informal opportunities for advancement, like networking, like business lunches, you risk creating more discrimination.
What Tippett's getting at is the failure of these training materials to address the real goal, to create an equal workplace free of harassment. So can companies get sexual harassment training right? Tippett says they can, and in some instances, already do. Take this video.
Hey, girls. So we need to prep for this upcoming trade show. So unless the plan here is to stop traffic with thigh-high boots and halter tops, we're going to need strong messaging and strong branding.
Instead of listing do's and don'ts, it shows how discrimination can play out in the workplace.
The comments about the boots, I mean, so many of these harassing comments suggest that the man thinks about women differently than men and that taints their decision-making about who to promote or who to retain.
So there you go. I mean, that's a long, boring video, but hopefully it makes sense. You heard it, you know. So the aim was to protect the company from liability, not the workers, not the human resources. We could give a crap about the human resources. So here's the point. Here's where I think all of this is leading. You know, day in and day out, we're inundated with these stories of scandal and nonsense every day. It's cliche at this point. Let's see some of see if I can just find some that I saw this morning. Maybe Eric Schmidt stepping down is one of the latest stories that at the very least is causing a rumor ripple. Eric Schmidt to step down as executive chairman of Google Parent, Alphabet. And that, you know, has sparked sexual misconduct waves again. Excuse me, froggy. So BuzzFeed News, five women are accusing a top left-leaning media executive of sexually harassing them. That's one. A couple of days ago, Washington Post, Treasury paid $174,000 in taxpayer money to settle House sexual harassment claims. 2 days ago, USA Today, Matt Damon said there's a spectrum of violence, blah, blah, blah. Jalopnik, 2 days ago, sexual misconduct is rampant at Ford's Chicago plants, say the women who work there, and they're, you know, Ford is apologetic, et cetera, et cetera. There are, and I saw several more stories today and yesterday. You saw, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, these stories are coming out every day now. Why? Well, you know, the human resources are upset. So in the same fashion that things like UPS drivers, you know, beware what you ask for kind of thing, you know. And there is a problem, clearly. But what do you do? These corporations have hijacked the world. If there was a possibility all of the human resources could walk away, AI and technology hasn't come online fully yet to completely be self-sufficient, so to speak, and so that could collapse things, and maybe the ne'er-do-wells in charge of these corporations, these sociopaths and psychopaths, would you know, at least reconsider their efforts, but that's not going to happen. Neither of those two scenarios. They won't reconsider. The human resources won't walk away en masse. That is interesting. What was it? Chicago O'Hare workers are striking over, you know, this weekend. And then there was the which airport this morning had an incident with smoke? Was that in Dallas? Anyway, just all of this nonsense. Oh, technology will solve all of our problems. We need to get people. We need to get the human resources out of the loop. That's where this is headed. Robots don't have a problem with sexual misconduct, do they? Artificial intelligence doesn't. Actually, it does. That's the irony. That'll be the argument that comes. But just like you never hear, like I said yesterday, you never hear about ShotSpotter foiling any criminal efforts or any, you know, threat score technology, you know, future crime. We see the look on your face and we know you're going to commit a crime. It never happens. Crimes are never foiled. It's not for that. So in the same fashion, we'll hear technology will solve the problem because, you know, artificial intelligence doesn't have a problem with sexual harassment. Actually, just go look at Microsoft's Taybot that they had to take offline, or every time they release a new chatbot, it has to get taken down because it becomes racist, bigoted, evil. And speaking of that, and Google and Eric Schmidt, would, if you started a company, would you make your motto "Don't be evil"? Do you need a reminder? And you know, then you get into the psychological aspects and the NLP kind of nonsense, and the brain doesn't remember. You know, some of the experts say the brain doesn't remember the negative; it remembers the positive, so it doesn't remember the don't. It just remembers the be evil. Anyway, what is happening in this country is just ridiculous. And we're running out of time, and it's Friday, and I don't want to go out on a bad note. Dick Enberg passed away at 82. That's, you know, again, speaking of a bygone era, reaching back almost to the days of Howard Cosell. Those are bygone days. And now the circus has just gone way beyond that. Senior counterterrorism official expresses concern about access in U.S. to lethal weapons. Well, if the FBI would stop creating terrorists, we wouldn't have such a problem now, would we? Sam Altman, the interview over at VentureBeat published today is interesting. Too many Y Combinator companies raise money. There's a glut of startups, basically tech startups, and these guys have, you know, perfected the lean startup. Except, like Chamath Palihapitiya points out, it's a bad model. It's part of the problem. Daily Beast yesterday, the congressional intern secretly vandalizing Wikipedia is an interesting story. Quartz published today, U.S. nuclear tests killed far more civilians than we knew. Oops, sorry, when the state creates rights and individuals against itself, however mistaken its exercise. Speaking of Facebook, Facebook ditches fake news flag. This is a Telegraph today. Facebook ditches fake news flag because it was making the problem worse. Imagine that. You and I both know Facebook is not really about curbing fake news. It's about making sure that their brand of fake news is all that people see. Again, you know, I mean, how many different stories and studies and things do we need, and admissions from people like Sean Parker and you know, hardwiring of mind manipulation by the Michael Kaczynskis and so forth. How much of that do we need before we say, you know what? Maybe Chamath Palihapitiya is right and we should just walk away from it. If he's not using it, his kids aren't using it because he won't let them, because he's smart. Six bodies found hanged from bridges near Mexican tourist resort. Again, I don't know. Makes me think Saturnalia, but I digress. Ohio priest under investigation for relationship with minor. This is Washington Post. Threw himself off Chicago skyscraper. That's unfortunate, but, you know, this is just more of the same. That was interesting. CNN ran the story. Top official grilled on Comey Clinton in the Hill testimony. And that's CNN. That's their headline. Wolf Blitzerbot and his buddies talking about it. It's complete nonsense. You know, the partisanship and the constant harping is ridiculous. And it's a total distraction. It's a total straw man. Bitcoin plummets in highly volatile trading, The Verge today. That's so what? Who cares? Bitcoin is the Revelation 13 economy. Don't do it. Or any cryptocurrency, by the way. You know? It's like those gold commercials that run here and there, gold and silver. If you don't possess it physically, you don't own it. And, you know, then according to FDR's executive order, even when you do possess it, you might not own it and you shouldn't hoard it. Buy gold. Wait, buy money? That's confusing. But I digress. Washington Post today, FBI's top lawyer said to be reassigned. Yeah. FBI Director Christopher Wray reassigned James Baker, FBI's top lawyer. And, you know, just more of the same. Like I said, New York Post today, Eric Schmidt's surprise Alphabet announcement rekindles womanizing rumors. That's how these guys operate. They all think they're Batman. They all think they're Bruce Wayne. They do. They have this weird complex where they think they're, you know, Bruce Wayne meets Christian Grey, which is why you constantly find that theme in these circles. Bruce Wayne by day, Batman/Christian Grey by night, or Bruce Wayne, Christian Grey by day, Batman, Christian Grey by night. That's how they think of themselves, which is why, just like the FBI creates terrorists, it shouldn't be surprising when these top-level sociopathic executives who all get together and do weird things together, shouldn't be surprising when suddenly some woman says, you know what? He treated me like a call girl and wanted me to do weird things. And then the guy settles for, you know, this tech entrepreneur says, okay, you know what, I'll pay a few million dollars to be quiet. Or the Harvey Weinstein say, just sign this non-disclosure agreement. It's not surprising. Is it surprising to you? It's not to me. Get a hold of yourselves, people. Use your heads. Windows 10's face authentication defeated with a picture. That was The Verge yesterday. Oh, shocking. Guess what? Again, that technology is not for your benefit. And it's not good anyway. It's a bad idea for a litany of reasons. And it's so crazy. Think about what's going on. We are told, I keep pointing to that weird interview, May 29, 2009, Warren Olney's broadcast To the Point. Those four cybersecurity experts, the interview is titled Another Czar in the Obama White House. John Arquilla saying, my master hacker friends say there are no such thing as firewalls. What? That whole soundbite is weird. And then you add on top of that Paul Ohm's paper, The Surprising Failure of Anonymization, Broken Promises of Privacy Responding to the Surprising Failure of Anonymization, published almost, 2009, same time. There is no privacy. There is no security. Period. End of story. Period. There is none. You know, as people keep pointing out, Richie in his video pointed out yesterday, what are the origins of this technology? Who created it? What was the ARPANET in 1969? What was Tim Berners-Lee doing at CERN? I mean, come on. Let's stop kidding ourselves, watching lips move, and let's just plug our ears and keep an eye on feet for a change. So we hear, you know what, it's all about greater security, and you need to provide more information. If you just provide, you know, photos, you know, just face recognition, that'll be better. It'll be more secure. Meanwhile, every week there's another story of hacking, right? 200, 300, 500,000 records, 1 million, 2 million, 5, 10 million records. Oops, lost. Wouldn't the obvious solution be to step away from that technology? or draw it down, not do more of what's not working? The Atlantic yesterday, the new casualties of automation. That's a fun article. Speaking of technocracy and overdrive, Netanyahu, this is CNN earlier today, Netanyahu, several countries considering following U.S. lead and moving embassies to Jerusalem. What do I say? Every day, that story, that won't go away. It's Zionism versus political Islam equals World War III. Again, see Pike's ostensibly apocryphal letter to Mazzini back in 1871. That's what's happening every day. And just like you wrote, everyone everywhere is getting drawn in. You hear certain arguments that sound palatable, that sound appealing, that sound right to this controversy. You know what? Those guys like I won't name names because I don't want to create misunderstanding. But the so-called State of Israel side of the controversy is just flat wrong. It's just flat wrong. But the other side is a contrived side fomented, I should say. It's fomented to perpetuate and to aggravate and escalate the conflict so that the whole world can be drawn in. That's what's happening. You know, when you think about it, if you're living in your house, imagine you're living in your house, maybe, you know, a few generations, maybe your family homesteaded here. Then all of a sudden people show up now, 120 years later, and say, hey, you know, my ancestors wrote, here's a thing that they wrote, and it says that they have a claim to your house. So we're just going to occupy the south wing of your house, only about 30 or 40%. We won't get in your way, we promise, Balfour Declaration. And that would be weird. But then when they start acting like those, when those interlopers start acting like you're, you know, invading their space, you don't think there's going to be a conflict? I mean, it's pretty obvious. Continuing. more glasnost effect nonsense. CNN today, Senate committee releases settlement details from cases since 1997. That's fun. That'll get people stirred up, won't it? TechCrunch yesterday. Can a dreaming AI fix low-res digital photos in the edit? That just makes my eyes cross. I don't want AI fixing anything of mine. More assumptive technocratic tyranny. We fixed your photos. No thanks. Stay out of my photos. They're none of your business or concern. Washington Post today, senior Pentagon official predicts screaming and yelling as the Defense Department restructures. That's an interesting story too. Papa John out as CEO. That's happened before, but whatever. And his criticism of the NFL, because we can't have that. We got to keep that controversy going too. He's, you know, he basically said, this is tearing the country apart. We probably shouldn't do this. You're out. Ridiculous. Anyway, that's a number of headlines. That's certainly not all of them, but that gives you kind of – that's my take on things, so to speak, going out hopefully on sort of a light, irreverent, maybe even sardonic, but certainly cynical note. I hope it was informative. I hope you have a great weekend leading up to Christmas on Monday. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-
317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.